Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, 46 degrees now. President Trump met with Senate Republicans Tuesday as the government shutdown continues. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
The president wants lawmakers to make it happen in this shutdown right now. But to get there, there'll either have to be more negotiation or perhaps Senate Republicans may have to use the so-called nuclear option, you know, bypass the 60-vote rule. For now, GOP leaders are making plans for a new, longer CR, continuing resolution, to help fund the government at current levels. Chuck Schumer says both he and Hakeem Jeffries have reached out to the White House and the president in particular, offering to meet with him anytime, any place. They want an extension to expiring Obamacare subsidies.
The president suggested he would only meet to discuss the extension, but only after the government is reopened. A man arrested following a fatal shooting on a Wichita City bus was in Sedgwick County District Court Tuesday. 34-year-old Travis Finney is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 54-year-old Reginald Griffith. Both men were passengers on that bus. Shooting occurred October 16th while the bus was moving in the area of South Meridian and Burton. Finney's bond was set at $2.5 million. For nearly 5 hours Tuesday, the Wichita City Council discussed potential changes to how the city enforces property maintenance codes and addressing bad landlords.
Additionally, the amendment would have required registration of properties with maintenance violations. It would have also amended the city's non-discrimination ordinance to include source of income, requiring property owners to accept Section 8 federal housing vouchers. Councilmember Brandon Johnson says he has seen terrible things in rental properties he's toured.
I've even had staff tell me I shouldn't have went somewhere because it was so much black mold and pest infestation. These are some bad spaces here. And unless we do something more than what we have been doing, people are going to continue to live in those spaces.
The council voted to defer the largest item, which included the adoption of international maintenance codes. The city will convey a task force to engage with stakeholders and make refinements by their December 9th meeting. They voted to deny requiring the registration of violators and amending the city's non-discrimination ordinance. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
38 people spoke before the council, including tenants and landlords. A man who pleaded no contest in connection to a fatal hit-and-run crash has been sentenced to prison.
24-year-old Christopher Johnson was sentenced Tuesday to 19 months in prison for failure to stop at an accident resulting in death and an additional 6 months for driving under the influence in the August 2024 crash that killed 43-year-old Tad Doyle. A jury trial had been scheduled to begin October 6, but Johnson entered a no-contest plea during the motions hearing in September. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will discuss rural intersections. Some of those crossings have been the scenes of serious accidents. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, urban growth means more vehicles using the roads, especially in the western part of the county.
You think of roads like 135th Street when you go north and south, if you think 167th Street North and South, really in between Mays and Goddard, you're beginning to see roads that are 55 mile per hour county roads, and for the bulk of our history have been rural roads, are now becoming more urban roads.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Wichita City Council has approved the purchase of safety equipment and large vehicles for the police department. WPD needs to replace safety equipment during the end of its lifespan. That purchase will cost the city $980,000. The council also approved $3.25 million to replace four heavy equipment vehicles, including a bomb unit vehicle. A U.S. Marshal and the target of an illegal immigration operation were both reportedly shot in Los Angeles Tuesday. Fox's Bill Mnuchin reports.
DHS says federal agents boxed in an illegal alien who had previously escaped from custody. DHS says the target then rammed ICE vehicles, leading federal agents to shoot in self-defense, with the suspect being hit in the arm and a bullet ricochet hitting the U.S. Marshal in the hand. Now, both the target illegal alien and the U.S. Marshal have non-life-threatening injuries, and both are expected to be okay. In the meantime, the U.S. attorney here in L.A. has now charged that alien with assaulting a federal officer. He faces 8 years in prison if convicted.
Suspect is expected to appear in court today. New York City becomes the latest battleground between ICE agents and protesters.
Protests erupt after ICE agents make arrests in Manhattan's Chinatown in an effort to crack down on illegal vendors. Multiple arrests were made, including illegal vendors and of enraged protesters. At least one protester is being charged with assault on a federal officer. Bystanders reportedly jumped in after witnessing what they claim was unduly aggressive arrests being committed by the agents. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The National Guard can enter Portland, Oregon after a federal court ruling, and a local leader is calling on those troops to defy the president's orders. Fox's McKenna Marks is in Portland with the story.
On Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to allow the Trump administration to deploy the Oregon National Guard. The decision overturns a temporary restraining order issued earlier this month by a federal judge. The Trump administration has now asked that judge to remove a second restraining order blocking any National Guard troops from deploying to Portland. To some, the question remains: is President Donald Trump's order to deploy the National Guard to Portland clearly unlawful? Portland City Councilor Mitch Green is speaking out about that issue, telling CNN that he's encouraging National Guard members to ask that question. When we take a look back at American history, we've seen military orders called into question a few times.
Lewis and Clark's law school professor Tung Yin says the dropping of the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was one of those times where the legality of an order was called into question. The government argued that the National Guard is needed to protect ICE agents operating within the city. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
It is chilly outside this morning. However, it's not really affecting traffic too badly. Things in traffic are actually looking pretty good in the Wichita area so far this morning. Not really seeing too many issues on the roadways. Some of that heaviest traffic right there in that Spirit Aero Systems area along K-15 between 47th and MacArthur. But for the most part, things looking really good on the highways and on the traffic cameras this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's promising to be a wonderful Wednesday. Weather-wise, sunshine, southwest breeze 5 to 15 and a high of 75. Becoming mostly clear, 47 tonight. Increasing clouds and 72 on Thursday. Showers and storms arrive Thursday night and last through Friday with a high of 62. Could see a little bit of rain Saturday morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cool with a high in the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour. 44 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Wednesday morning, October 22nd. We had a sunny day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita which is a high temperature yesterday, 71 degrees. Normal high for the date, 69. Good morning, Ted.
Hello. Woodward.
On this date, 63 years ago, in 1962, John F. Kennedy ordered a naval quarantine of Cuba until Fidel Castro removed Russian missiles from his country. Russia finally backed down, ending the Cuban Missile Crisis. And as I've said before and told you the story before, that was a day when I got on the bus with my friends to go to Hadley Junior High School, and we decided we were talking about the fact that we might not make it to lunch that day because we were afraid that there was going to be a nuclear missile exchange.
World War III was on the way.
Scary. It took a while to find out what really happened, and that is that Kennedy and Khrushchev came to an agreement that Kennedy would take some of our missiles out of Turkey.
Yeah.
So there was a swap there. And fortunately, in Kennedy and Khrushchev, you had a couple of guys who had both been at war in combat and knew that this was nothing they wanted to monkey with. So there you go. 63 years ago. Wow. 1962. California Highway Patrol warned Fresno area travelers of a berry sticky situation resulting from a truck losing its load of blueberries onto the roadway. There's always something being spilled out there. The CHP Fresno said on social media that the blueberry spill occurred Monday evening. CHP shared photos of berries on the road, as well as the sticky purple mess caused by berries being run over by vehicles. Berries in the road.
That smells good, though.
Yes, it smells real good.
This time of year, it could be blueberry.
Could the state of Kansas start expanding on nuclear energy? 12 News had a story on, and it's on their webpage this morning. They spoke with one of the cities looking to bring a nuclear plant to the Sunflower State. Three counties have already expressed interest in hosting nuclear plant projects. In Reno County, Hutchinson believes it has a strong chance. TerraPower, founded by Bill Gates, and Deep Fission are two companies trying to bring nuclear energy to the state. Lyon and Coffee counties have also showed interest in hosting the nuclear plant projects. Sedgwick County is not on board for that yet. It could be. What do you think about nuclear power? I mean, it's had a scary reputation, but they say that they've got it under control now. Technically, it's advanced. Would you be scared of it?
Say that until something happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not too crazy about having one in Reno County upwind from us.
If something goes wrong.
Something goes wrong.
Well, anyway, there you
go. But, you know, they say it's safe and all that. It's cleaner than ever. It's cleaner than other forms of energy.
Yeah.
Except for the waste that you need to store somewhere.
Yeah, you got to store that someplace. Yeah. It's stored somewhere over there in Idaho or Utah or someplace. Anyway, this is Steve and Ted, show number 7040. And one of the things that I enjoy, and I know you do too, is running into listeners out there.
People
listening to Steve and Ted, and I ran into one yesterday at Dillon's. Shelly and I were in there, and a friend we have there introduced us to a man named Scott. And I didn't catch his last name. I understand he's a businessman, but Shelly and I talked to him a little bit, and you know, he couldn't be more complimentary to Steve and Ted.
Oh.
Said, love the show, listens every morning, and those are the kind of guys we like to run into, men and women who listen to the Steve and Ted show.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Hey, when I went to see Misery at Wichita Community Theater on Saturday night, ran into two people that were listeners.
Outstanding.
Yeah, they came up to me and they were pretty excited. So said they listen every day.
Well, radio is a thing where you don't get that immediate feedback on anything you do, usually. So, you know, when we get somebody saying we get that feedback, it just makes us better and better and better every day, right, Ted? Trying even harder.
We hope our voices aren't going out there into a vacuum. Someone's out there.
A great vacuum.
Paying attention.
All right.
And we thank those folks.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. If you were tuned in this morning, thank you.
Tell your friends.
616, Steve.
Tell your enemies.
Tell everybody. 616, Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, it's time to talk college football tonight. It's the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach. 7 o'clock tonight for K-State Football Talk, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State coming off a week off. Now get ready to travel to Lawrence for a matchup with Kansas at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. K-State has won two of its last three. and the Wildcats are 2-2 in conference play. So we'll see how that one comes up. A lot to talk about tonight on with Coach Klieman on the radio show, 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. College women's golf finishing up the fall portion of the schedule. A big win for K-State, winning the Power Cat Invitational at Colbert Hills in Manhattan yesterday. It was not close. K-State won it by 27 strokes in a 16-team field. Cincinnati was runner-up. They weren't even close. And K-State sophomore Nanami Nakashima finished top on the individual standings at 5 under par. She was the only golfer under par. So a good finish to the fall schedule for the K-State women's golf team up in Manhattan yesterday. If you want to watch some college soccer tonight, we got some action for you on the west side. Friends University hosting Evangel. The men at 5 p.m. and the women after that at 7:30. Both the Friends men and women in soccer are on 3-game winning streaks. And the Friends women are 8-3-3 overall in the season. We've got the Friends and Evangel hooking up for men's and women's soccer tonight on the west side out at Friends. Last night was the season opener in the NBA as we get the pro basketball season going. And the Golden State Warriors win on the road in Los Angeles, beat the Lakers 119-109 off the bench for the Warriors. Buddy Hield, who played at Bel Air at Sunrise Christian Academy. Buddy made 5 3-pointers on his way to 17 points off the bench last night as the Warriors start out the season 1-0, winning on the road at the Lakers. In the National Hockey League last night, the Edmonton Oilers win on the road in Ottawa, beat the Senators 3-2 in overtime in front of 17,000 fans. Starting in goalie and getting the win for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner with 19 saves. And it's his 100th win in his career in the National Hockey League. Former Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner helping Edmonton to the win last night as the Oilers snap a 3-game losing streak. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza with a sriracha cream cheese base topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown. It's now available in a lunch size or a full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Hey, that's pizza and beer made here. That sounds pretty good.
It sure does. 6:20 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Families struggling with screen time. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning, 44 degrees. The Sedgwick County Commission will approve its legislative platform at today's weekly meeting. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News at the top of the list is the TAG office, which is a state office run by the Sedgwick County Treasurer. Fees pay for the operation, and those fees haven't risen for many years.
You know, if you go in and do a $30 title, only 70 cents actually stays with the county. $29.30 goes to the state. And we're not able to actually operate the TAG office without using local property tax dollars to subsidize.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A woman has been charged with murder after a man died from electrical burns during a burglary in July. 36-year-old Molly Hubbard was charged with first-degree murder in the death of 39-year-old Ryan Crawford. Prosecutors allege that Hubbard killed Crawford while in the commission of a burglary. That was in the 2700 block of East Harry. Hubbard's next court appearance set for November.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran applauds the passage of aviation safety legislation, the Rotor Act, included elements of Senator Moran's legislation requiring adoption of new technology to improve aviation safety in the aftermath of a deadly crash between an American Airlines passenger flight and a military helicopter in Washington, D.C.
American Airlines Flight 5342 originated from Wichita, Kansas, carrying Kansans and others, and it certainly changed the way how we now think about air traffic safety. Today, we seek to address many safety concerns and make our skies safer, both for civilian travelers and for our military men and women.
The Kansas Republican adds that broader use of this technology improves safety and could have saved lives on the evening of January 29th.
A bridge project that begins next week is going to take more than a year to complete.
Beginning Monday, the southbound lanes of the bridge over the Wichita Drainage Canal will be closed. The exit from southbound I-135 to K-15 will also be closed. Drivers will be detoured further south to Hydraulic and then east on MacArthur back to K-15. Drivers should expect delays during the construction project, which, weather permitting, will be complete in December of 2026. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is no longer expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Hungary. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
The president says he has no desire to have what he calls a wasted meeting.
You never know what's going to happen, but a lot of things are happening on that front, on the war front with Ukraine and Russia. And we'll be notified over the next 2 days as to what we're doing. A lot of things are happening.
A senior White House official says Secretary of State Rubio and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov held what they called a productive call, as Moscow says its demands haven't changed since the Alaska summit.
Russia's foreign minister suggested Russia was against an immediate ceasefire. Now let's take a look at the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's promising to be a wonderful Wednesday. Weather-wise, sunshine, southwest breeze 5 to 15 and a high of 75. Becoming mostly clear, 47 tonight. Increasing clouds and 72 on Thursday. Showers and storms arrive Thursday night and last through Friday with a high of 62. Could see a little bit of rain Saturday morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cool with a high in the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now we have a clear sky and an east wind at just 3 miles per hour. Not much wind out there this morning. 44 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted of the morning, and this is October 22nd, and on this date, 87 years ago, 1938, Chester Carlson printed the very first photocopy on his strange invention, the Xerox photocopier. IBM, RCA, and Kodak all had no interest in his new gadget because they didn't think there was a use for a machine that only made copies.
There's an epic fail. Did he come up with that name?
Yeah, it's a combination. I blurted it out, but it's a combination of words.
Okay.
I can't remember what the two are.
He should have named it after himself. Should be the Carlson.
The Carlson. There's a Carlson.
I'm going to go over and make a couple of Carlsons.
Well, he started manufacturing the device himself and made an estimated $100 million for his little
good
idea.
I'm glad he got something for that.
Yeah.
Comes up with an idea, should reap the benefits.
Yep. You know, and there was a time a few years ago where everybody's talking about going paperless in business. And it really hasn't happened. We use some paper in here every morning. At least I do.
Sure you do.
We got to have scripts that we can both read. We can't, you can't coordinate computer screens. You got to go back and forth. So we print scripts. And over the years, my experience has been fairly negative with copy machines.
Okay? Well,
however, that one we have in there, please, as long as Jad and I can keep the right toner in it, and we got backup, that sucker has been that's a dynamite machine.
Which one?
Oh, the one, the big one.
The big one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a beauty.
Well, it's fancy. It should work.
Now, this HP we got in front of it, that's just a printer. That's not a copier. But, yeah, that one will send faxes and all kinds of stuff. I don't even use that. I put a copy in there, hit the button, and there it goes.
I wonder when the last time a fax was actually sent on it.
Well, I think some people have been, but not me.
Not many.
Yeah. The fax is kind of the old stuff now, isn't it? Anyway, he invented a copy machine, the Xerox, and, man, alive.
What's his name?
Carlson, Chester. Chester Carlson.
Chester Carlson.
Now, that's not there with Edison or any of the great inventors.
No, it sure isn't. It's not a name that people know, really.
But how many copy machines are in use right now around the world?
They use this device every day.
Wow. All right. We got our lucky person story today. A Maryland lottery player who kept encountering the number 29000. Kept encountering that number, decided to play it in a pick five drawing, and ended up winning more than $250,000. The Washington, D.C. resident told Maryland lottery officials She first encountered the number when it was emblazoned on the side of an airplane she saw in the news. 29,000, that's the number. Player said she spotted the number a second time a few days later on a package of cashews she bought as a snack. How many people look at snacks?
I was going to say, that's 0 for 2. I would not have, noticed either of those numbers.
Well, for some reason, she did. She took the coincidence as a sign and bought tickets for the October 25th evening pick 5 drawing from a BP gas station. The decision earned her a prize of more than $250,000. The winner previously collected $80,000 from the D.C. lottery. Said she doesn't plan to make any big vacations or take any big vacations with her winnings, putting it instead toward home improvement projects.
I would say that her fixation on those numbers is maybe a sign of some kind of neurodiversity, perhaps.
Which means? I think she's nutty?
Which means, yeah, more or less.
Okay. Well, she apparently saw a sign.
No. Well, it worked.
It worked. Yeah, the two or three times I've ever bought a ticket, I just take the numbers they give me. Is there a place? I didn't even know there's a place you could write them in or anything. Obviously, I'm not very good at gambling and lottery and stuff like that. You don't know much about it.
Not your thing.
You know much about it either, do you?
I do not buy lottery tickets.
When the lottery first came in to Kansas, so many things were said. It's going to pay for all the education.
We'll never have to spend another penny on schools. No, the lottery is going to pay for it all. The coffers education. Will be full constantly.
Yeah.
What a load of bull they sold us on that.
I remember going to Christmas parties in radio, and one of the prizes was 10 lottery tickets. Which was nothing.
Which ends up being nothing. Right.
A little piece of cardboard. Yeah, that was a... Yeah, when I was growing up, gambling like that and lotteries, it was something that did with the mafia. They ran numbers like in The Sting. And and if you didn't win, you got upside down with them. They'd come and break your knees for you. So I don't know. But it's all good today. And thank goodness we have the lottery to pay for all of our education expenses.
And all the other things the state needs money for. Yes.
6:37 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. On a session of very little fresh news yesterday, our cattle complex opened lower and quickly went positive for the rest of the session. Live cattle futures had a two-session high and closed with triple-digit gains yesterday, while the feeder cattle closed positive but backed off their session highs. Lean hogs had as much as 4 to 6 session highs and closed with mostly triple-digit gains. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, $1.77 higher at $245.42. November feeders, 80 cents higher at $373.47. And December hogs were up $1.20 at $83.27. Well, Tuesday, the corn and soybean futures made new highs for the week, but then joined the wheat futures in trading negative the rest of the session and closing negative. December soybean meal had a 22 session high and closed positive yesterday. We saw gold and silver futures sell off with large losses yesterday, and the Dow scored a new all-time record high. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a quarter of a penny higher at 4.85 1/4. December corn up 3/4 of a penny at 4.20 1/2. November soybeans 3 1/4 higher at 10.34. December crude oil $1.19 higher at $58.43. December gold down $74.5 at $4,035. December S&P 3.5 points lower at 6,770. December dollar index up 17 cents at 98.88. And December Dow Jones futures 25 points lower at 47,110. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, anything earth-shaking in the news that's moving the market this week?
Nothing really important. It's like always, Steve, there's a lot of all kinds of talk out there. Some are nothing more than rumors, and they do affect the markets now and then. But other than that, nothing really concrete taking place at the moment. It's amazing. Also, a lot of things don't happen because the government is shut down right now because there's a lot of reports they put out, which we have a cattle and feed report that's supposed to come out this Friday that will not come out. So it kind of leaves everybody up in the air, what is going on, because it is one way we gather a lot of data.
And that's information that is useful to not only you, but to all farmers out there, huh?
Exactly. And there's a lot of stuff like that. You know, it's not being done right now. And as much as people cuss and discuss a lot of our USDA reports, they are still valuable for gathering data.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who says you can accomplish anything you want.
Oh, Mr. Positive Thinking today.
Whoa. This should be good.
On a Wednesday.
Don Grant, the money tracker, coming up with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. You can accomplish anything you want, says Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. This is a very uplifting report today. You know, it's about my 97-year-old mom just visited from California for a celebration that Vanessa and I recently held. And as you can imagine, when the family's together at her age, we tend to focus a lot on mom. Well, over dinner one evening, surrounded by family and friends, we talked about how, since our earliest memories, mom has taught us that we're capable of doing just about anything we set our minds to. And she meant it. And each of us kids can point to accomplishments that prove that we took her lessons to heart. She always encouraged us to take on challenges. If someone else can do it, so can we. That mindset came from her own father. When my grandfather, her father, passed away, also age 97, he held the record as the longest tenured IBEW electrician in history. He joined the union at age 14 and has kept his membership active for the rest of his life. He was a true do-it-yourselfer out of necessity. Raising a family through the Depression meant you either did it yourself or it didn't get done. From both of them, we learned with discipline, training, education, and guidance from the right skilled people, we can design and build a house, weld the frame of a car, craft an ornate stained glass window, make our own cheddar cheese, or even sail a boat across the Pacific. It's a powerful thing to have the confidence to take on almost anything that you set out to do. Sure, I've had plenty of failures with some results that were downright amateurish. First of all, don't drink any wine that I make. But I have learned from every single one of them. I keep taking on new challenges, but I've also learned to recognize when it's best to hire a seasoned pro. I'm still amazed by what people are capable of accomplishing. I encourage everyone to push their limits and test their own abilities. Go ahead. Just try about anything that you want to achieve. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I confess to you, Don, we didn't have any of those deep conversations at my house. That kind of stuff just never was mentioned. Just got up.
Really?
You went to school. You did your job. You went to the practice of whatever your sport was, and we never talked about success. And now you can be. How about you, Ted? Was there a lot of chatter around the Woodward house about you can be anything you want to be?
Not explicitly.
Yeah. But you ever, you know, you
well,
said
you heard it here.
I mean, I'm kind of like you, Steve. I was like nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do today and move on to tomorrow.
Set an example, and if you work long enough and hard enough, somebody may give you some success, maybe not. But anyway, yeah, that's good. You got some good words today, and we appreciate that, Don. Thank you for that.
Maybe I needed Don to inspire me 40 years ago.
But I'll tell you one thing.
We'll bring Mom back to town.
Oh.
She'll have a talk with you.
All right. She'll
probably scold us. One thing I can tell you, in my home, it was Shelly and I and our two kids growing up, we didn't use the word can't. We didn't say, hey, don't try this or don't do that.
Yeah.
We say, go ahead and try it. I guess that was our way of encouraging. Say, give it a try. We'll see what happens. So there you go. Good
exactly.
Words, Clay. Today is National Nut Day. I'm not talking about people who are nutty. This was created by Liberation Foods Company to encourage the public to choose healthier snack options.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I understand that nuts are really good for you. So this is your your day for nutty fun. Do you have a favorite nut?
Love it.
Don?
I usually keep a bag of pistachios in my drawer at work and... No, I love nuts. I love those. You know, I grew up in the area in California where they grow all those almonds, you know. And,
almonds,
and those blue diamond almonds, smokehouse almonds. Those are some of my favorites. But the best ones are like walnuts, I think. If you have raw walnuts, those are supposed to be the best for your heart.
Probably so.
Very nice.
I don't care for them myself. I've done a lot of damage in my teeth trying to break them open.
Well, you got to take them out of the shell first.
Okay.
Don, I was at the store yesterday, and they have some kind of candy, expensive candy bar made of pistachios from somewhere overseas.
Really?
I think maybe it was a Middle Eastern country.
Okay.
And it said $14.99,
wow.
And I was like, I'm not reading that correctly. So I actually went back. No, the candy bar is $15 for this candy bar made of pistachios from some foreign country.
Huh.
Like, wow.
I think you'd have to be a nut to buy that. Really? I think my favorite would be the salted peanuts in a shell at a baseball game.
Oh, that's not bad either.
But only at a baseball game. Not only at a baseball game.
You can get that for like $2 or $3.
Oh, yeah, that's cheap.
And it's good.
Oh,
well,
great. Yeah.
Unfortunately, those are not nuts. Those are legumes.
All right, well, maybe we'll talk about this on National Lagoon Day, okay? Yeah, thanks, Don, for those words of wisdom this morning. I appreciate
it. Yeah, for ruining my nut fantasy.
my nut bit. There you go. All right, thanks, guys. 6:54, Steve and Ted coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7 o'clock this morning, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted, and day 22 of the government shutdown, believe it or not. And a man accused of a failed shooting on a bus appears in court. Those stories on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.